Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Appleton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pete Appleton. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watwood moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Watwood moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burnett moves to third. Seeds moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Seeds scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Moore now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmek scores. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball towards right. Jolly catches it and throws to Blue, who relays to second to double up Averill. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoedap hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-1 in the game. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Averill steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmak hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jolly moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Jim Moore. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Jolly scores. Kerr moves to third. Grubb moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Garland now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb fires to first and picks off Com. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Appleton hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Norman pinch hits for Lou Garland. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Blue reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.